I go always pray for you. I go always pray for you. Make the grace of Jesus see you through. I go always pray for you.
If you are listening to me right now, it means you are still alive. And that is all what I need. I read over the news that the rate of suicide is on the increase, and the main participants on the show are the youth. It saddens my heart to see how the future of Nigeria and how the future of tomorrow are killing themselves day by day. Well, it's not really their fault to say they are just being depressed and tired of this whole situation. Some are even burning themselves alive. But I have a word for you today. You don't give up. Meet again.
And when we meet again, none of us go day in shame, but not from glory to glory, in Jesus' name, we go surely meet again.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome back to the Nigerian Story Podcast, episode 44. My name is Ayodeji Adigbala. My friends call me here to the Y, to the O, to the D, to the E, to the J, to the I, also known as your political doctor. And here with me on the show is a damsel. She is
Oluwatosin Adeola Dagunro.
On this show, we'll be looking at the topic, You Don't Give Up. So this show is going to be something very reflective, and at the same time, it's going to be an encouragement to the youth out there thinking about the way forward. Alright, just last year, the National Bureau of Statistics released a devastating to me report, which recorded that we have over 33.3% of unemployment rate in Nigeria. That is to say, we have like over 69.7 million people that are jobless in Nigeria. Do you know what? And upon that, every year we produce graduates. I could recall when I graduated from school, really, and my lecturer said something to us. He looked at us at the tripling, seemingly happy students that just graduated. You know, we were so happy with our adrenaline jumping as if we've won millions of or billions of naira. Then this man says something. He said, "Where are you guys going to?" When he said that, I find it very difficult to comprehend, because I just took that word at the face value until some years later. Then I realized and I came to my understanding of what this man was saying. To us then, he was talking philosophical. Now we now face life. We now realize what that man was saying. And you and I can attest to the fact that if you look deep down into your family, like, you know of at least 3 graduates that are jobless. For real, think about it. Now the question is, what can we do? Really, these graduates are becoming frustrated, they are becoming tired, and they are losing hope in their future.
Let me ask you, why or how won't one be tired? Okay, let's look at it this way. For every human that, you know, has something to do in life, even when you don't see others, there are things you want to achieve on your own. And sometimes, even if you don't really have much to achieve, you see other people around you, you see what they achieve, you see what they get. And when you don't seem to get these things, okay, now, your plan before was, okay, if I come out of school with a good grade, I'll get a good job, and then I can continue my life from there. But now, you know, the program has been dismantled. Everything that you have said, that you have planned, have been turned upside down. And so, assuming, for instance, if it is like that all around. Everyone is like that. You know, there's this comfort you can get in something that, okay, it is not only affecting you. But the fact that some other persons that you graduated with, or even that graduated after you, are doing better off, are doing well in life, it seems as if you are behind, or that you are not making any headway in life. Some of those stuffs get to people. Now you don't have a job, you don't have a source of income. I know, like someone said, he said, money na madam. That's why you call someone madam. It's not because of anything.
Yeah.
But you need a means of sustenance. And if as a graduate or someone whose age is, you are no longer young, you can imagine if you are still being fed and taken care of by your parents, when you should be doing otherwise. Some of these things get to us. We we have minds to think about these things, and it really does.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are so in this shoe, really, what we are going to preach for you today is hope. Really, hope makes your life less difficult. Hope gives you a future. And let me tell you this, as I always say, when you lose hope, then the next thing you think about is your rope. The solution to this whole thing is not the rope, but the solution is for us to have hope. Really, the faith is only for those who accept it. We need to keep on having hope and keep believing that tomorrow is going to be better.
And why are we sure that tomorrow is going to be better? Well, I dare say that there are people that have been in worse situation than us, and they have come out stronger. Let me share this with you. Yesterday, someone sent me a link, and when I checked it, it was like, this will lift your spirit. So I just clicked it, and what I saw was a physically challenged man that was sharing his story. And he said there was a time in class that he asked a lecturer a question, and the man made him come up in front of the whole class. And the man said, well, you asked me a question, I'll ask you a question back. And the man asked him, when you were passing through the school gates to come inside the school, who were those you saw? The man mentioned a lot of persons, and he said, okay, I also saw beggars. Then the lecturer told him, that is where your place is. You should be at the gate begging. But you know what's really, really made everything happy? I mean, sweet now. It's because that same man that was put down by the lecturer came out with first class. You know, there was no hope, came out with first class, and now he's doing well for himself. Why did I cite that? Yes, we don't all have first class. We don't all have the good grades. But like I said, until you accept defeat, you have not yet failed. Even when you have failed a million and one time.
I could always pray for you. As all of us, they go our separate ways.
Ladies and gentlemen, I really understand our plight. Really, where you're listening to us right now. Really, our fathers, they don't know what it takes to be jobless. I tell you, they can't really comprehend, and they don't really know the graffiti. I must tell you, they don't know how it feels to really graduate from school. And if you are like me, that you really studied very hard while you were in school, like you believe that after graduating, everything is going to be all right, that you read to super, that you can read very close to 24 hours, you don't do shit. But eventually, when you graduate, and you just realize that the society has got nothing for you. Really, I know it makes us feel bad. And even to make matter worse, upon the fact that you are even jobless, food prices are still increasing day by day.
And your boyfriend will still break your heart.
that one is just something else. So just imagine food prices increasing day by day. You know, somebody came to meet me some days ago in my office, and the person was trying to tell me that he said come on, see this guy, how brilliant, how bright he is. But upon everything, this guy told me that, oh boy, Hey, I'm looking for a job. If you have any job, give me. I'm actually going to do it. Really, I felt bad for myself. And I was like, wow, this is so bad. This is so bad. This is so bad. So that's kind of society that we are in. But the hope is that tomorrow will be different. That is why we must keep the hope alive. And let me tell you this. Probably this may be my end note. That sometimes when we think that we are at the end of the road, it is not the end of the road. It is just the bend of the road. So don't be deceived. It is, you know, my dad always says something that when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. So it's not the end of the road. So it is not the end of the show. This is just the beginning of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, don't give up, because tomorrow will definitely be better than this. This is myself and Oluwatosin advising and encouraging us that we believe in you and we believe in ourselves, that we can make sense out of this nonsense. Also try to be creative, and we believe that in everything we do, the Lord will bless us. If you wish to share your experience with us, please send us a message via WhatsApp on 081-338-71480. Or
0703978-6860.
Please do well to listen to our previous episode on anchor.fm/ The Nigerian Story Podcast. And remember that tomorrow is the place where you need to be. They always pray for you. Many, many were far from you. You go always day my heart now. You, I just won't let you know, say, whatever I do, I go always pray for you.